Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, it's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Season 2, Episode 2. Fresh off a haircut. I see Johnny. Did you just get a haircut?
I did on Friday.
Okay.
I did. What do you think?
I like it. It's high and tight.
Yeah. You know what? Figured one last one before summer's over. Then, I don't know, maybe grow it out till Christmas or something.
Yeah. That's nice and bushy. I gotta go for one. My hair is getting long.
Your hair grows super fast.
My hair
you
does.
Should go back to the mullet tower.
Yeah.
The self-made mullet.
Yeah. I think as long as you're playing hockey, that like you should have a mullet. Like you in specific, not like hockey players in general. Just like you, Troy McTavish, should like have that.
Yeah, no one else is allowed to have a mullet.
Maybe I'll go get the old landscapers out and take it up.
The old lawnmower, eh?
That's not what it's meant for, but hey, you never know. Could work.
If it's not going to tug on your nuts, it's not going to tug on your scalp, so you'll be fine.
That's true. There won't be any scraping going on.
Yeah.
I got a nice haircut today.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about what you did today or not really?
No, I don't care. I'm just, I'm starting the journey of regrowing my hair. So today was day one of my hair regrowth
treatment. About a couple snaps.
Yeah, thanks, boys. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to that. Picture you posted yesterday on Insta or on your story was your hair was looking nice.
Yeah.
Kenny, actually, you might have had a hat on. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I definitely did. But it was still flowing, right?
Yeah, it was still looking good. I can't believe that was 4 years ago.
I know. I was just going to ask, like, what are you feeling like? September
and yeah, I know. School. I was gonna say we just passed Labor Day, guys, and that's normally a big weekend back at school. Last weekend before classes start, normally, what like Friday we would have had to work out all together, and then you know we would have had a nice big first send off weekend. And yeah. we're not there this year. It feels odd.
We would have been crossing the bridge, builders here or there, just a pinball machine all over that county.
Yeah, definitely. That's
what we've been doing the first weekend back.
Feels weird. Feels weird to firstly think about how 4 years ago that was our first day of college.
Yeah.
Yesterday, which is odd to think about.
Because I think the weirdest thing is only 3 years for me, but like not literally hanging out on the couch every day with the boys. Like that's weird.
You miss that, eh?
It's just like even if we say nothing, it's like just being in each other's company. I don't know what it is. Like, it's just not having that, even like in the summertime. Like, it's weird. It's something you got to get used to.
Yeah, you definitely got to get used to it. But I'm definitely glad to not have to go to class today.
Yeah.
That's a good
for a little syllabus week.
Well, syllabus week's always pretty fun because you don't do much.
It's not that fun because you know if you skip a class, they drop you from it. So
yeah, that's the thing. You can't skip on the first week because if you don't go to your first class, then they drop you immediately, and then you have big eligibility problems, which is not something you want to deal with in the first week of school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're gonna skip, like skip second week.
Yeah. No. Like skip. Yeah. After that, it's like whatever.
And then third week, then you can get back in the groove of things, right? There's like a 2 week adjustment period from summer to going back to school, right?
Well, it's kind of like 1 week on, 1 week off.
Yeah. And then once it gets to the bottom half of the semester, then it's like, it's mostly off. And then, you know, just gonna make sure you get your homework done.
Especially with like when you have assignments and stuff, it's normally all on 1 week. So you have to grind 1 week, and then the next week your mindset's like, oh, I grinded last week, I might as well put all this off till next week. So you have basically take the week off.
Yeah, exactly. It's not too complicated. I don't think any of our listeners should exactly be taking advice from us on how to do college, but
no, don't. I mean, you can take advice on us on how to do like
that's just how we did it in the past.
Outside of like, basically, we're good to listen to about like 3 o'clock in the afternoon onwards.
Yeah,
unless you have like night.
Our mornings. Well, that's the key. There is just don't get night classes because like your day should be done by 1 o'clock.
I kind of miss like getting out of bed 10 minutes before my class starts and being there like a minute late every day.
That was literally the best thing, living together all 4 years. And when we used to have classes together, if we had a 9 a.m., me and Tavra would literally walk out of the house at like 8:56.
Yeah.
And like be up, cross paths in the bathroom at 8:52.
And between the two of us, we made it through 4 years of college without I bought a parking pass the first semester, and we shared it, and then we used that same parking pass the next 4 years, and they never caught us.
I know that. Did you guys ever get tickets?
Got a couple here and there.
I probably got like six or seven in my 4 years, which is only
that's
like
not bad for 4 years. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not even $100.
Yeah, so like, and then the passes are like $140 for the year. So it's like we're saving money.
Yeah.
So
that's where you really get. Yeah.
We're all about bargaining.
Yeah, and like another thing about college is like they recommend buying books, but like how many times did you guys look at books after you bought them? Like not often.
I think in the last 3 years, I bought, I want to say 6 books.
Really?
6 books in 3 years. Yeah.
I feel like I always like overthought it no matter what, like freshman year, senior year, I was like, oh no, like the syllabus says I need a book. So I'd always be like, okay, well I need it.
Yeah.
And I'd fucking buy it and use it for like week one assignment and be like, okay, this is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would see what. There's two tricks in
I'd love to hear it in
buying or not buying books, right? So the first one is hold it off until you get to your assignments, see if you could do it without the book. If you can't, tell the teacher, be like, hey, you know, sorry, I don't have the book yet. It's the first assignment. Teachers are usually, I don't know, I'll give you a break on that one, let you make it up or whatever. Never really ran into that. Maybe once something like that happened where I really held off on buying the book and realized I actually had to buy it. So kind of bit the bullet on that one. The other one is if you really have to buy the book, you could always make friends with someone in the class that already bought it. And you know, we got our smartphones, right? So send pictures, do the readings, save $150. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, you may as well, right?
Might as well. It's really not that hard. So yeah, I only some classes it was tough to make friends. Going right off the bat, being in a class by myself, usually tucked away in a corner. So yeah, had to buy the books there. So but yeah, just make friends.
What would you guys say your favorite class was? Not like none of the random ones.
Not like a joke class that you just took to get an A.
Yeah, like not square dancing. Like your favorite class where you're like, it could have been hard. Yeah, like it could have been hard, but like you actually enjoyed like the class.
Mine was a. It was not at Superior. I took this course when I was playing junior, when I was going to McMaster. Mm-hmm. It was an anthropology class, race, religion, and culture.
Yeah.
It was actually really interesting.
Hmm. Anthropology, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good subject. For me, I don't know. I enjoyed like the classes where I'd have like a few friends, whether it be like I had Lawson in a couple classes when he first transferred, and we had chemistry together and we both sucked at chemistry, and the teacher would always call on us to like do problems in front of the class, and we just like completely I enjoy classes where like I have to like think of ways that how to get out of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I remember Jamie, who is now Yelly's girlfriend, she was in every single one of my classes basically. And we had a chemistry teacher where every Monday you'd have to go up and everyone would have to do like a specific problem on the board, but he didn't tell you which problem it was. So you had to do them all. And every Monday I'd show up and I'd have to like think on my feet. And when I got called, I'd have to like strategically walk by Jamie's desk and confer answers with her, and then sometimes I'd be wrong, so I'd have to take her notebook up, and then I'd write the answer, and then he'd try to get me to explain how I got the answer, and yet
he'd be like listen prof, I was just in the zone when I did this, so I don't really remember, I kind of blacked out.
Yeah, like listen, I did this like 15 seconds ago, so you're going to have to give me a break on this. I do have the right answer, and that's just going to have to be good enough for you. But yeah, other than that, I enjoyed like anatomy and physiology, just learning about the body and stuff, which is kind of like what I was there to do.
Yeah.
Or like, the one class I hated the most was ecology. I had to take it, and they took it out of the curriculum the year after we took it. And like you literally had to go to like fields and like collect bugs and like study them, and it was just like terrible.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty big waste of time.
Actually, there's one funny story from one of my biology classes. We went on a field trip to a stream, like a river, and you're supposed to like collect a bunch of like different samples for ecosystems, and like you're supposed to put them in vials and study them and stuff. And I remember we were there and the teacher's trying to get us to do stuff. And then, instead of like actually doing it, I would go to the top of the river and just float down and then like hop out at the end and then like pretend I was doing stuff. So that was pretty fun. Water was cold though.
Brought a tube.
Tab, did you wear those, things that people wear fly fishing?
Like yeah, we had to wear the waders at one point.
Those yeah. overalls?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to wear that was a different time though. I couldn't you can't float with those because if you get water in those, it like literally sinks you right to the bottom. So
yeah.
Yeah, those are like legitimately dangerous for swimming.
Yeah, I remember I took a geology class too, and we had to go to a river and study some rocks in there, so that was exciting.
Yeah, rocks are always exciting, they're like super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like hard, and you're just kind of like there, right?
So. Yeah, there's like round ones and square ones and smooth and rocky and sharp.
The only interesting thing I remember, and I really hope I remember this correctly because I'm about to spit a fact that if it's wrong, I'm going to look like a real idiot, but shale rock is like a really sensitive rock and it breaks at 90 degree angles. Like if you use like microscopes and stuff,
you can see. That sounds about right.
Yeah. That's the only thing I retained. Only thing I retained.
At least you retain something.
Yeah, and I really hope it's correct.
Yeah, I know, of course.
I'm like 98% sure I retained that correctly.
Well, it sounds about right, though. Shale rock, you see it on all the time places, and it's always perfect 90-degree angles.
Fuck, pretty hard to miss, right? It's like, oh, that's shale for sure.
Yeah, that there is, that's shale.
Yeah, it's easy, right?
Yeah, no, it's super. Yeah, anyways, enough about school. We're not in it anymore, so we don't got to worry about it.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
But Labor Day just passed, and that means hockey season's right around the corner.
Yeah. You guys getting ready or what?
Yeah. Just, you know, getting the hands warmed up, feet warmed up, working on my shot. Every day I shoot 10 pucks at my dad's new truck. And, yeah.
Do you guys still get like, I don't know, like that nervous, queasy feeling in your stomach every time like training camp rolls around? Like, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I used to like be on the verge of throwing up every time I go to tryouts. And then that almost like continued in junior and kind of still happens now. Do you guys still get that?
I think I do.
A little bit. Yeah.
Like it's just, especially when you're going to new places. I mean, I think we've all been in spots where you're going to a new spot and you don't know anything about it. And you're and like the only thing you know is like you're going to have to figure it out once you get there. So that's always like a hard, lesson to learn, I guess, but it's always fun to go and see new things too. Like there's two sides to it, but definitely get a little anxious as time goes forward. And you get, I don't know, me and Marty we've told this story before, but Marty and I were we knew we were going to be roommates when we first were going to college, but we weren't going until August, and we started talking to each other probably like June or July in the summer. And we'd go through all the scenarios in our head of like where we'd be playing, who the guys were, like how good the guys were. Like he knew a couple guys that like he knew like Batesy and Will, and we were like talking, like, oh, are they good? Like what's going on? Like who, like how? And we'd literally go through like thousands of combinations in our head, and then we got there and it was just like completely random anyway. So we just wasted a bunch of our time.
Yeah.
A lot of hours spent on elite prospects, just like, okay, this guy had 20 points there and 15 there. Okay, we should fit in here.
Really? Yeah. You guys would see, like, look at other guys' stats and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we would be full, like, GM scouts for our own team, basically.
You're really checking the game notes, eh?
Well, you do. Yeah. You have nothing to do in the summer. Like you're literally, we were both working construction every day in the summer back then. And we'd literally like snap each other at lunch every day, like sitting on a lunch pail in the dirt, like just talk about random people.
I remember when I was coming out as a freshman, Marty would snap me in the summer. I'm like, what the fuck's this guy snapping me? I know. I didn't know like that was a thing too. Like it's like welcoming guys like during the summer, like the newcomers.
Yeah, the best is when we would go to when we were first going to Superior, where there was like he'd send those workouts in the summer, our coach, and he'd every like couple weeks you'd have to do like your fitness testing at home and like send in your numbers to see where you're at. But you didn't you didn't get to see where anyone else was at, so you have no idea how you're comparing. So like snap around, get a feel for what the other guys are doing, then make it a little better, make it a little worse, you know. Maybe just you know, you're doing a 50-yard sprint, maybe you're doing a 48-yard sprint instead of 50, getting a couple milliseconds shaved off.
Yeah.
And then you get there and it actually doesn't even matter at all.
Yeah, I never agreed with the team workouts in the summertime. I wasn't a fan of that because I just feel at our age, if you're not doing it on your own, then that's a problem in itself, right?
Well, yeah, that and like everyone's different.
Yeah.
Like, so for the people listening, like we would get in college, we would all get the same workout plan sent to every single guy. And it would be like basically just lifting, like you're trying to put so much mass of like muscle on. And like a bunch of guys are like, there's like two types of people or three types of players. There's guys that are trying to put weight on in the summer, there's guys that are trying to take weight off in the summer, and there's guys that are just trying to maintain in the summer. So the workouts aren't specified for each guy. So it kind of like works counterintuitively to some guys it works for, some guys it works against. So like, that's the biggest thing with training now is like, you're how old are we? Like 24, 25 years old. We don't really need to like be consistently trying to, you know, lift max weight all the time. Like you want to work on different things. You want to work on speed, like flexibility. So that's a bunch of like, it's also a learning experience too. So you have to like kind of learn what works for you. So that's why I think everyone kind of felt like doing the same workouts would be kind of, if it didn't work for you, it wasn't great. Mm-hmm. And then we just go through absolutely crazy workouts when we got to school too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The six hours.
The 6 a.m.ers on the track and on the grass with all the goose shit.
Yeah, like we would just like.
Who was it that couldn't look at the poop?
It was Blazer, yeah. Yeah, Blazer would look at it.
Push up or something. He looked at his hand and it's full of goose shit.
And he started puking.
Gagging.
Yeah, we would like. So first week we get to school is normally a week or two before classes actually start, so you get like 3 or 4 days to get settled in, and guys would go work out at the school gym and just kind of like get to know people. And then about a week after you get there, we start what we called Bellsies back in the day, because our training coach was Chris Bell, and it would be at 6 a.m. at the track, and we'd get there at, I think we had to get there at like 5:45.
Yeah.
And we'd warm up on the track, and then we'd do like a bunch of sprints, a bunch of like absolutely random. Like we had to, I remember there was one where we had to carry a 45-pound plate around the track while we were running and like do it as a team. It was like super weird. But just seeing all the zombies show up there at like 6 a.m.
Yeah. Some of the workouts look like, whatever Rocky was doing in Rocky 1, 2, and 3, like just like classic meathead workouts, and then do some sprints.
And then there'd be guys that would go to like, they wouldn't be able to, like you have to go right to class basically. So you're like falling asleep. Then everyone would back our first year, everyone would go to the calf too. Like we would all be there at noon and everyone would eat together and we'd all just be absolutely zombied out. And then you go home and have a 3-hour nap, and then, that's about it.
And then start your day.
Yeah, and then your day would start. And you guys have a routine. You guys have a routine going for this summer for training and stuff like that, or is it just kind of when you have time?
A little bit of a routine. Not like too strict, like with wake ups or anything. Like it's like wake up, like don't be a bum, like don't sleep in kind of thing. But
sometimes not sleeping in for you guys though.
Like don't sleep in like, don't like get up before like 10 o'clock, 9:30 kind of thing.
Okay.
I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not gonna get up at 7 a.m. for no reason. That's just there's a few times like if I
especially when you're playing COD till midnight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. No, but there's a few times like if I know I'm not going to have a car available for when I want to go to the gym, like you just get it over with in the morning if you want to wake up early or something. But other than that, usually go to the gym sometime in the afternoon, then skate 2-3 times a week. And then, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, what about you, Marty? Same with you?
Same with my routine, kind of. Like during July and August, I had skates Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So those were kind of a routine, but, and then I'd work out at 11 every day with my brother. Now September has been like kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't really have ice right now. So I'm kind of scrambling to find some ice with Frizz.
Yeah. Doing too.
Finding ice right now is really hard because majority of guys from our hometowns, they go back to school or their junior team or their pro team way before us. So it's makes it a little tougher to get some skates going.
Yeah, I'm gonna skate with my my old junior team starting tomorrow at like 2:30. So that's nice. But
which team?
Carlton Place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so like I used to play for them, so I asked if I could go skate a couple times a week with them, which would be nice to get like practices in. But yeah, like I said, it's weird to it just feels like such a long time in between seasons. And I mean, especially for you, Johnny, you hadn't played in so long, so it's probably like almost too long to like have to like sit on it and think, and you know what I mean?
No, yeah, it's been weird for sure. Like I haven't played a hockey game since the beginning of December last year.
Yeah.
Right. So
you're getting like eight months or 9 months.
Yeah. It's weird. Obviously, mind you, like I didn't go on the ice for a long time or work out for a long time because I couldn't, but it's definitely weird mentally, I would say, getting back, like as summer comes to an end and you're up in the pace and you're skating and getting, I guess, more game situation thinking on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I don't know if I explained that properly, but sure. It's weird, but you are getting back in the swing of things, so it is nice to be back, because not playing hockey for that long sucked. I think that was longer than the break we all took from COVID.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it like, definitely was.
That's shit, you know? Like, it sucks.
That's a long time.
Yeah, pretty brutal.
That's another thing we were talking about is, like, COVID, it's hard to find someone that hasn't been their, like, hockey career, I guess, what hasn't been affected in some way by COVID. Like, if you think about guys that are younger that aren't still in juniors, they lost almost 2 full years of juniors, like especially in Canada.
Or yeah,
guys that were coming into college, like you, Johnny, your freshman year was the first year COVID. Well, we finished our season, but after that, you hadn't had a full year of hockey until this upcoming year or this past year, and you got hurt.
Yeah. Like I've only had 1 full year of school, even, and that was this past year.
That's true. Yeah.
Where we actually had a spring semester and did what we do in spring semester, right? Like it,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the best part. People that wouldn't understand that either is like when you're, I'm sure we've talked about it before, but when you're finished your college season, it's March or maybe closer February, end of February, March kind of thing. Like everyone's kind of finishing up. And for Marty and I, we left for Birmingham right away after. So we didn't really get a full spring at school either. We missed like a month and a bit. But after your season's done, you get a couple, you know, 3 weeks off, And that's the time where you get to just spend a lot of time with your friends. And I mean, you do school, you have more time to do school. So it's kind of like an adjustment period where you're sitting there like, oh, we'd be at practice now for 3 hours, but what are we going to do in this 3 hours? And, you know, we'd find stuff to do.
Yeah. Honestly, it's nice just being a normal student for a bit too. Like, I think, I don't know. I feel like a majority of student athletes would feel like this is, you know, growing up, like everyone talks about the traditional student life here and there. And even when we're at school, like that's obviously like what they're introducing you to as a freshman and all that. But it is nice just to like, you know, once you're done with all your school, you have all this free time to yourself and you can do really whatever, right? Like, whereas our days are usually pretty jam-packed when the season's going on. So it's nice to be a normal student for a little while.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
You guys picked up any new hobbies this summer?
No.
Marty started golfing quite a bit.
Yeah, I've golfed like 20 times probably.
Really?
Yeah, that's more than me probably.
Definitely around there. I'm trying to get some clubs so I could bring them down to Birmingham.
You don't have clubs?
No. I share my brothers every time we go out.
Oh, I can have a set here if you want.
Actually, he got a Ping 5-wood taver.
Yeah.
It's pretty good there. I'm hitting it like 260. I was using it as his drive, like as a driver.
Yeah, might as well.
Like dead straight. It was crazy. Yeah.
If you can keep it at the day.
Costco, I'm pretty sure Costco has iron sets. They have the Kirkland irons.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I think I think good golfers use good clubs, so I want to be a good golfer.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. If you look good, you feel good, and then you play good, right?
Right, yeah. You got to have a good, like, do you get any golf shirts this summer, Marty? Because you didn't have any at school.
No. I wear the same too.
Oh man.
I got a green Lulu one and my Birmingham one that I wear.
Get that style going, get some funky shorts. You got to get a white belt. That's like a staple for being a golfer is having a white belt.
No, I'm not a white belt guy. That's like an Italian thing.
I actually hate wearing belts.
Yeah, I'm not a big belt guy either.
I feel like on the course though, you got to.
Yeah, I normally wear a golf belt for
gotta
sure.
Try. Yeah. But golf, yeah, white belts are for golfers. If you're wearing a white belt doing anything else, then you should not do that.
Yeah. Stop it.
Stop it. Right. Stop it this instant.
What are you doing at? Are you home alone now, Johnny? Your siblings out?
Yeah. Well, my older brother, like, he's been out of the house for a couple years. My little brother is going to university this year, so he's out.
Yeah.
And my sister's doing her master's in Toronto, so she's leaving in a couple weeks, I think.
Okay, so you're going to be Han Solo for a few weeks at home.
Yes, sir. And then after that, parents are going to be empty nesters for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know what the hell they're going to do, but I got to figure out something. I don't know. We got a couple nice wineries in this area. I guess they could hit those up or something.
Yeah, I wonder what they would do. My parents are kind of like that too. Like in a few weeks, my youngest brother will be the only one that's still at home, which will be weird. So
their life is going to revolve around him.
Well, either that, well, he's got a car now and he can drive himself places. So like they're pretty free.
Yeah.
They'll probably just watch hockey. Like my parents have been empty nesters since we were like 17.
Right, I was 17.
Yeah. So they pretty much just chase us around everywhere we went.
Yeah.
Like one weekend, come see me. Once a month, go wherever my brother is.
Right.
He was a lot farther than me, so.
Yeah, it's going to be different. I was driving my mom. I've never driven a manual car before. Do you guys know how to drive stick?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never driven one before. I kind of know how to drive stick, but yesterday my mom got like a little Mazda Miata convertible, and she was teaching me how to drive it. And I think I stalled it like six times, like right in the middle of the road too.
Did you make it out of the driveway?
Yeah, I got out of the driveway fine. And then I'd be fine like once the car was moving, but getting it from like a stop to first gear, I'd stall it. Like I was at a stop sign and there was cars coming from every direction. And
yeah,
and I'd stall it and it would be my turn to go. So I had to like put the brake on, turn the car off, restart it. And then I'd be waving people to go ahead.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just a big mess.
Got the hazards on. You're like, yeah, go ahead. My car's broken.
Definitely not like something I would enjoy doing all the time.
Yeah.
Is there a pedal you have to press to like,
yeah, it's gears? Yeah, it's the clutch. So like there's three pedals, and like I've only ever driven with two, and I, you know how you're like always taught to drive with one foot, not two, right?
Yeah.
But now you have to like use your left foot to drive and like clutch in, clutch out, and like there's like a certain balance to it, and I just couldn't get it down.
Yeah,
absolutely hated it.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, I'll just stick to the Prindle setup.
Yeah, exactly.
Park, reverse, neutral drive. That's pretty good.
What's the L in Prindle?
Prindle is, I think it's low gear.
Low gear? Nice.
Is there not an L? There's an L, right?
Sometimes it's like Prind and then 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be low gear.
Or Prind and then S.
Sport mode. Yeah.
Sport mode.
Yeah, we used to put Marty's car in sport mode and listen to what's that song? What the? No, did you have? I don't know. I used to throw Marty's old car in sport mode, and then we'd listen to that song that goes, "Put that thing in sport." And
motorsport.
Yeah, motorsport.
Yeah, amigos.
Yeah, amigos. I did have paddle shifters. I had paddle shifters in my old car too.
Yeah, we used to drive down, like we used to just bump motorsport, and then and then every time it said put that thing in sport, we'd put it in sport. Yeah, we used to do that. It was fun.
I tried to be a beauty one time and do that with our car. I put it in sport, went on the highway, and like tried to do the paddles.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what I was doing, so I just put it back and drive, and then carried on with
it. I remember in high school, we used to go, like whenever we were going somewhere to hockey or something, me and my buddies would turn on Switch Lanes, that song. And when we'd be going down the highway, every time it says Switch Lanes, we'd have to switch lanes.
Tiger,
it was pretty fun. Like that's like probably the funnest I've ever had. Had to be there though, I think, most of the time.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Most likely.
That's one of those had to be there moments.
Yeah, there's a lot of those where you have to be there and then it'd be funny, but that one wasn't. The funny thing is I went out with a few buddies on Saturday night, and there's like a little event complex, like 2 minutes from my house. So I met them there, and there was a Pearl Jam concert going on at the Sens Rink, which is like 5 minutes from my house. So everywhere was packed. We couldn't get in anywhere. So we went to Boston Pizza, and they had a 20-minute wait, obviously, because they're not busy. And we asked to sit in the bar section, and they didn't put us in the bar section. They put us in the family section where there's like actual tables. And we just started, you know, crushing beers and turning it basically into a Boston Pizza.
Yeah. That's a bad place to put the boys, is in the family section.
You don't want to put us in the family section.
No, you're just asking for trouble at that point.
And then we went to the casino. You know how it works, eh? Like you have a couple of beers, you're feeling good, you're telling old stories. You know, they're two of my hockey buddies from when I played like midget, so like a long time ago. Yeah. And you know, you're starting to shoot the shit, tell the stories, have a few beers, start to feel good, and then you know what the automatic is? Just, oh yeah, you want to go to the casino?
Sure. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a yes.
Didn't go as it went well for a while, and then it ended up not going well at the end. So
that's how it always is when you go with a group of people.
Yeah, you can't leave.
One person always gets up right away, and then one guy floats around the same, and one guy's down, And the guy that's down keeps you there for an extra hour. And if you're up, you're like, oh, I'm up. I may as well play a little more.
Uh-huh.
And then you go down to even and he's starting to go up and you're like, well, fuck, now I got to catch up.
Yeah.
Like a vicious cycle every single time.
What happened to me was got there, had a drink, didn't really get into anything really quickly, just kind of wandered around. It was really busy. And played blackjack for about half an hour, went down $40. I was like, okay, like whatever, $40. It's like a movie. That's how I think, right? I think of like where else I could have spent the money. So like I justify it that way.
Yeah, that's how you justify it.
Yeah. Oh boys, I could have bought a Subway sandwich. That's fine. I'm okay with that. And then I had an extra 40 in my pocket. And then one guy was up and we were just waiting there. So I wasn't going to play anymore. So then I wandered back over to the blackjack table and it was hot. It was hot. I got 3 blackjacks in a row. I started buzzing. I got up decent amount of money and I just sat there and I was like, eventually I would be like, okay, if I get to this, I'm out, like going down. I was at the pinnacle, right? You're at the pinnacle. That's when you should cash out, but you always want more, right? So I never set like an amount. If I got to, I'd get out. I set like, okay, if I get down to this, I'll get out. And then once I got there, I'd be like, well, like the other guys are still playing, I might as well go down a little bit more. And then eventually just the drain just stops dripping. And then that big zero comes up and you're just out of there faster than, you know, something. It's fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how she blows, but hey, what are you going to do?
I like going to the casino, man. It's a good atmosphere, though.
It is. It's always kind of bumping.
Yeah, there's.
I like watching more than anything, actually.
If you're good at setting your limits, then it's a fun time. But
yeah, if you have the rule, like get out at a certain limit and then never make a trip to the ATM, you should be all right.
Yeah, that's how I am. If I need money, I go to the ATM right when I'm there if I don't have cash. But I make that rule that I don't go to the ATM once I'm there already.
Exactly. Yeah. Once you start doing that, that's when it could be a little dangerous.
Yeah, because the funny thing about those ATMs is they just keep spitting out money if you want it to.
Yeah. Yeah, you could put in whatever number you want within reasonable taste and it'll give it to you.
Yeah, they won't say no. Which is really bad. Like they should start saying no.
No, there should be like a U again. Like
yeah.
It's like
a get out of here.
You've been here 5 times already. Your limit's reached.
Yeah.
I played junior with a guy actually that banned himself from the casino in Belleville for 6 months.
Really?
Because he pretty much emptied out his checking account.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Into the Chino. And yeah, it's tough to see.
You don't want to see that. Like, you know, when you have good friends and if you're there, if they're telling you to like, let's go and they won't let you do it. That's when you know you have good buddies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember the very first time I ever played roulette. It was in junior. We're 19, obviously. So you're all giddy to go and all that. And I put $10 on red and it hit. And then he puts the chip, my $10 that I won beside it. And I'm like, can I like touch that?
Yeah. Can I please grab that and go? Sometimes there's
so stingy, innocent. Though. What's that?
Like sometimes the dealers are super stingy. Like I remember my first time playing at the tables, I won and they put my chips next to it and I went to grab it. And the guy's like, don't touch that until I'm done giving everyone their money. And at the time I was like, well, why? But then I'm like, well, they have to make sure that they count everyone out first and then you can take it. But I was like super. I also get anxious playing next to someone. If you're on a table and you have guys next to you or girls next to you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't want to like screw up their game by. If you take a card on a risky hand, you don't want to screw someone else over next to you.
Well, yeah, especially like a game like blackjack, like,
yeah,
guys like me and you, we know how to play, but we're not pros. There's people, they might not be pros, but like they really know how to play.
Yeah.
And guy like me and you comes up, maybe we're feeling a little cocky that night and we're hitting on 16 and we're like first up on the shoot. That might piss some people off.
Yeah. And like down the line, everyone. Yeah. Everyone gets like ends after that.
Yeah. No, those are definitely situations where like you just want to bury your head in the sand. So
I don't even put myself in those positions. I just normally I look over to the person next to me and I'm like, what should I do?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which is almost just as bad because there's some people that like, don't even want to talk. Like they're just like,
yeah, they're just head down.
Owned in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one time actually, I watched a guy, he had $100 on 15 in roulette and it hit 15.
Oh.
So I was like, what was that? 3600 bucks?
3600. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, oh man, like congrats. And he looks at me, he goes, I'm still $2,000 in the hole, buddy.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, you're in one then.
I'm like, tonight?
Today. You're talking about today?
Yeah. Like, oh, sorry, bud. Well, yeah, anyways.
Well, have a good one. Well,
I'm going to leave now.
Yeah. Good luck.
You're like, yeah, I'm down 20.
Yeah. I'm pretty pissed about that 10 that I lost.
All right, should we get into some questions before we got to run here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here's the first question.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a great day. I have a little bit of a strange question. I'm not sure how you might answer it, but I'm curious. If you have any fears in your life, so not your typical ones like snakes, spiders, heights, etc., but just things that you're scared of in life. Kind of a strange question, so I apologize, but I'm curious to hear your answers. Hope you all have a great day.
Cool.
We're getting these pretty intense questions.
Yeah. Is this
your biggest fear in life?
I don't know, because I don't like snakes, but like she said, I can't say that. So.
Yeah, I can't be like, yeah. I don't know. My biggest fear in life is amounting to nothing. I don't know.
Like failure.
Yeah, that would suck.
I would say
along the same lines, like the job, like future jobs, like I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely scary. It's like we're just 20. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll all fall into place though at some point. Like you just at some point, I feel like you just figure it out.
Yeah. And you meet. No one does anything in life without the help of others at the end of the day, whether it's your family or people that you meet and stuff like that. It's people will always be there to help you. So, you know, I'm obviously you got
living with, if I were to live with regrets, which I try not to do.
Regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No, but like, I don't like, yeah, if I like make a decision on something, then I'm like, I'm at the time I'm firmly happy with that decision. I'm not gonna like turn back on it and think about it, you know, even if it ends up being the wrong decision.
Yeah, it's called learning.
Good answers though.
Yeah.
Hi guys, I'm not sure if this one has already been asked or not. I do apologize. I need to catch up on last week's episode, but I just wanted to know how excited you guys are about playing together again this year. It seems like it's going to be such an amazing opportunity for you guys. Much love from Liverpool, UK.
Liverpool, UK, Johnny.
Fellow Liverpudlian.
Yes, my grandma's from Liverpool, actually, and Johnny's mom's from Liverpool, so... It's a cool connection there. I think we kind of covered that last week. We'll say it again. Obviously, it's an exciting time. However, we're just not going to really divulge too much into everything until we're there and we're, you know, settled. And, you know, we don't want to think too far in advance. So we're just going to kind of cover things like that when it comes to us. And I think that's probably just the most appropriate way for us to do things right now. Sorry to not be able to give you a better answer, but I think that's kind of what we decided we wanted to do. I think it's probably just the most you know, it's probably just the best way to handle things.
Yeah, like that's perfectly put. Like, we are hockey players as well as doing this, which is nice, because, you know, when you're away, when you're an athlete and you're away, have other things that you could focus your mind on, right? Or else you could get burnt out pretty easily. So when we have the hockey guys and now No Bad Days with this podcast, that's been a great thing for us away from the rink. But again, we are hockey players and we take that very seriously. And the thing about it is nothing is set in stone. So, you know, we obviously, you got to get there, you got to put in the work, and then see how things play out, because with any sport, things can change in the blink of an eye. So, yeah, Taver,
said it best. That's a good way. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. All right, next question.
Hi, guys. My name is Meg. I am a huge fan of this podcast. You guys are hilarious. I have two questions. The first one is, can you still send stuff to the P.O. box in Superior? I know Johnny is still playing there, but I was just wondering. And then my second question is specifically for Johnny. Do you play PGA? And if you do, do you want to get beat by a girl? Let me know.
How about that, Johnny boy?
Yeah, that was when the shots fired.
Sounds like quite the challenge. Well, to answer the first part of that question, no, that PO box in Superior is closed.
Yeah.
And to answer the second part, bring it on.
Yeah. I mean, we're taking open invites. Maybe we should just stream a couple rounds. Johnny and I haven't played in a while. But we're pretty elite players.
Yeah, you guys would shoot like 17 under.
Yeah, like we're pretty elite.
However, though, okay, I don't want to pump our tires too much, because we play with like all like the sensor stuff on, and it like shows you like the path.
Yeah, yeah.
Like your putts and all that. Like when you play online PGA, because we played it at Taver's house, like you don't get any of that, and it's harder to hit a better shot.
Yeah,
because the arrow is like more narrow. So,
it's like bowling with the bumpers up.
Yeah, basically.
That's what we do. When we're not ashamed of it, like we're still really good players like that. So that's how we learn, and we're not going to change. So if you want to challenge us, if you want to challenge us, you got to play by our rules on our course. And we'll just basically kick your ass. So
yeah. So see at Augusta.
Yeah. And remember, you got to book a tee time. So, and it's a private course. So you have to be invited by members. And Johnny and I are members because we've won multiple tournaments there. So,
yeah.
So no, that works.
Okay. That's our answer. Sit with that.
Yeah. Lock. And then we'll go one more question.
Howdy, howdy, boys. I just want to say really quick, I guess my story is like one of a million other people who follow you guys, but I found y'all last year when I was in the last year of university, just, you know, in the trenches mentally, struggling through fucking quantum mechanics and thermodynamics. So it was really good to have you guys in here, made things a little bit more bearable. So thanks for doing what you do. But the question, pretty simple, just curious if you guys have found some time to watch World Juniors. It was a couple weeks ago now, but I don't think I heard you talk about it. And it was a pretty sick McTavish save before the Kent Johnson golden goal. So I was curious if you guys had a chance. Anyway, have a good week. All the best.
Yeah, no, thank you for the kind message at the start there. I think I could speak for all three of us when I say we would all be in the exact same mental blender if we had to take quantum physics and thermodynamics. I think that's what you just said. Again, I don't know, but good for you for doing that, and hopefully it went well for you. Second point of the question, it wasn't really a question, but Mason McTavish is my brother, and no, I'm just kidding, he's not. I think we touched on it quickly last week. It was pretty sick. Obviously having it in the summer was a little bit different. No one really paid too much attention to it, but yeah, all in all, it was a great tournament, and you know, all three of us are glad that Canada brought home the gold.
Oh yeah.
And shout out to the women's worlds. Team Canada brought home the gold in that too. That's how they get it. Yeah. They bait the US in the round robin and let them have it where it's, the game doesn't matter. And then they come out of nowhere and, you know, take home the medal. So
that's right. A couple golds right at home where they belong, right in Canada.
Yep. And they're not leaving anytime soon.
No, they're not.
Yeah. All right. I think that concludes the podcast. Are you guys happy with today's effort?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. We had a good chat.
I think it was a good effort overall.
Yeah, overall.
What do you think, Jeff?
I think it was good. Yeah. I'm gonna give us like an 8 out of 10. I think we could have been a little sharper here and there, but all in all, 80% is still a pass and yeah, this definitely getting posted tomorrow morning. So happy about that. What?
No, never mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you a little bit of work. Now you got to edit that out.
No, that's okay. I'll leave it in.
Okay,
yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, awesome.
How we roll. Raw. We're a raw group. What you hear is what you get.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Because it's a podcast, they can't see us.
What I was going to say, it was on the Insta story last week, is that if you're listening and you have suggestions for us for who you want as guests, whether it be influencers, hockey players, pretty much anyone, just like DM one of us or the podcast.
Yeah.
Let us know, because as we Taver said last week, season 2, we're trying to turn it up a little bit and make these episodes a little more interesting. So let us know what you want to hear and who you want us to try and have on.
We've got, I've been thinking of a new segment too. I guess I'll introduce it now. For the people that are listening this week, it's going to be fresh next week. We're going to do No Bad Days fan shout out of the week. So basically how it's going to work is if you want a shout out, you got to send us a DM with a funny bio, and the funniest ones or the ones that are, you know, that we find the funniest, we're going to shout them out, and we're going to do that on a week-to-week basis. And then we're going to probably bring back some little game show action here. I'm not really quite sure what we're going to do, but we're going to think of something kind of like Family Feud wise. And we're going to start rolling out it again, because I think we all had fun with that. So tune in for next week, and yeah, make sure to like, listen, download, like it before you listen to, so that way you can't go back after if you didn't like it. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Put a fork in it. It's done.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye. Later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.